Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're holding the last two lines on Tes Zayin Amid Beis. And the Gemara asks now a series of four shilas, one after the other. To understand the Gemara, we should just review quickly what we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, when we talked about someone who unfortunately became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. Not that he became Tomei and he went into the Beis HaMikdash Behelem, but he became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash. You're wondering, how can a person become Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash? Someone may have passed away, Chas V'Sholem, and the person who became Tomei was standing under the roof together with him and he got Tumas Oil. Or someone passed away and he touched the body. Or, Lahavdil, an animal was not properly geshochten, or an animal that was standing in line for shechita, for a carbon, died. Maybe the animal was a little bit nervous about what was going on with some of its colleagues, and therefore it went into cardiac arrest. The animal died, and people touched that dead animal, so they're touching a nevela. Or you can conjure up other situations where a person became tamei in the Azara or in the Beis HaMikdash itself. What happens with a person like that? So if you look on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, three lines from the top, Yud Dalet, that's 14, Yud Dalet Amid Beis, three lines from the top of the Amid, the Mishnah told us, Nitma Ba'azara, the person became Tomei in the Azara itself, the Nelma Mimena Tumma, and then he forgot that he was Tomei. This had to have happened very, very quickly. He became Tomei Bazara, and then someone distracted him and told him about something else, and he forgot all about it. And Vezocher HaMikdash, he remembered that he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Nelam Himenu Mikdash, Vezocher HaTuma, he did not remember that he was in the Beis HaMikdash. He's been in the Beis HaMikdash now for a couple of hours, and he was, shall I say, spaced out. He knew that he was Tomei, but he didn't realize, oh, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Nela Mimenu Zeh V'Zeh. He was Nela both on the Tumah front as well as on the Beis HaMikdash front. What happens? So he didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash B'Tumah. He was, if you will, an Oynes in the Beis HaMikdash. It was Nenas, he became Tomei. And he forgot. What's the din? So it says our Mishnah, there are different Shi'urim. Hishtachve, if he was Mishtachve, he bowed down. And you'll remember we learned yesterday, he was Mishtachve towards the Heichel, towards the Kodesh Kadoshim, towards Ma'arav. No matter how long that Hishtachva took, Oy, Shishua Bechdei Hishtachva, or if he was bowing in a different direction. And you remember we learned yesterday, even if he wasn't bowing at all, but he stood there in the Beis HaMikdash for the amount of time that it takes to do a hishtachava, to do a bowing. Oy, boloi barucha. After that short period of time, that short interval that he was in the Beis HaMikdash, and he realized, I gotta get out of here. So he had two ways to get out. He can go barucha, that was a long way, or he can go b'ktzara, that was a short way. Since this fellow is tamei, even though he is in the Azara, Bituma, Bishogeg, but get out! And therefore he has a chiyuv to leave out Biktsara. If he went out Ba'arucha, he is chayiv. If he went out Biktsara, he is potter. With this we will conclude the Mishnah. We'll come back to the rest of it later. But you see from our Mishnah a couple of very important halachas. Number one, there is a din of Shehiyah. Shehiyah means that he stayed in the Beis HaMikdash Bituma for the amount of time that it would take to go and bow down. If you're wondering how long does that take, we had a machloikis yesterday in the Gemara. One man the Amr said, it's enough just the Kedei Birkayim, the Kriya Ba'alma. Kriya Ba'alma means to go and bow down by going on your knees. While the other man the Amr said, it's got to be a Pishut Yodayim v'raglayim, fully stretched out all the way, from nose to toes, all on the ground. How much is that shiur? And again, the Gemara brought a pasuk, about 5 or 6 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, V'chol b'nei Yisrael royim b'red esu eishach v'yid Hashem al aboyis, etc. One man, the Yomar, said the amount of time that it takes to recite that entire pasuk, and the other man, the Yomar, said, no, only half of the pasuk from v'yichru'u until the end. So, how long does it take to say a pasuk like that? 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds. It's a relatively short period of time. And after that, make sure, aros, get out of the Beis Hamikdash as quickly as possible, go b'ktzara, and not b'arucha. Now, the whole discussion of our Mishnah is focusing on ne'elam, he forgot the tumah, he forgot the mikdash, and therefore the ramifications are whether he will have to bring a korban ole v'yoyrit, as we've discussed many times already since the beginning of the Masechta. And now the Gemara asks the following shaila, 2 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Bo'irova tzarech shehiya lemalkis, oy ein tzarech shehiya lemalkis. What are we referring to? Says Rashi, yes, initially that person may have been there, behelim, but then 2 edim come over to him and say, Mister, you became tamei. Oh yes, I became tamei. This is the Beis Hamikdash. Oh, you're right, it's the Beis Hamikdash. Get out already, because if you don't get out as soon as possible, you're going to get malchus. So the question is, do we have that same shiur of the shehiyah that we spoke about? That shehiyah, kidei hishtachavah, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever. Or ein tzarech shehiyah lemalchus. Or maybe when it comes to malchus, skedoodle out right now, no shehiyah business, no 10 seconds, no 20 seconds. Sprint out as quickly as possible. So, Frank Gemara, what is the shayla of Rava? Le korban gemiri shehiya. Maybe this din of shehiya, kedei yishtachava, this shiur is maybe only given for korban purposes. Le gabe malkis le gemiri shehiya, and therefore even less than this man shehiya, says Rashi. Maybe only 3 seconds, 5 seconds. You don't even get the benefit of 10 or 20 seconds. Now, if you're wondering to yourself, why do we say that the shiur of shehiya is for carbon as opposed to malchus? Because Rashi in the Mishnah said that where does this shehiya shiur come from? It's halacha le'moishe mi'sinai. Not that much different from all other shiurim of the kezayis and the revias and the kebeya, which are all typically halacha le'moishe mi'sinai. If you go back again to your Dalet Amid Beis, the Rashi 4 lines from the top of the Amid, Chai v'filishoy shoat chila, the Shi'urin halolo, the Shi'urin that we're talking about in the Mishnah, of Kedei Hishtachavah, or the Shehiyah Kedei Hishtachavah, or the Ktzora Metarucha, all of these are halocha l'moish b'sinai heim, b'misha nitma b'toichu azar. These are halocha l'moish b'sinai. So the question is, was halocha l'moish b'sinai given only the Gabi, the Karban, Oyle, the Yoyred, B'shoyeg, or was it also given by a person who has been mazed sticking around in the Azorah, notwithstanding that he got Hasra'ah from 2 Eidim? So it also the Shaila. Zok Yimar, do I say the carbon Gemira Shehiyah, the Malkus like Gemira Shehiyah? There is no such halachal Moshe Sinai when it comes to Malkus. Oy Dil Befnim Gemira Shehiyah. Or maybe the halachal Moshe Sinai was that anybody that becomes Tamei Befnim Hu Azorah. Not that he walked in the tumah, that inside the azar he became tamei. Lo yishnok lekarben v'lo yishnok lemalkis. Maybe the din of shehiya of that zman that we were speaking about, whether it's 10 seconds, 20 seconds, as long as it takes to say the whole pasuk, half of the pasuk, etc., etc. Maybe that is a din that applies to someone who's tamei in the Beis Hamikdash, regardless of whether it's legabe bringing a karben or leviyoyed or legabe getting malkis. So Gemara Teiku, Tishbi attacks. And now the Gemara asks another. We're going to have 4 questions, one after the other. Boi Rava, Tola Atzme Bi'avir Azara Mahu. Person was in the Azara, he became Tamei, and then he gave a jump into the ear of the Azara, and he found, for instance, a pole, or a peg, or some small platform on the floor of the Azara, and he jumped on top of it. He's no longer on the Ritzpah of the Azara, of the floor. He's now in the ear space of the Azara, but elevated from the floor. Now, the shaila of the Gemara is not whether the airspace of the Avir or Azara is also Kadosh. It certainly is. That is not the shaila. The shaila, however, is, since the Halacha Mishinai says that you become Tamei if you stick around for enough time to do a Hishtacha Va'a, which we just said is a Machloikis, whether it's Kariya Al-Birkayim or Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim, and the Zman of that, said the Gemara, is that long Pasuk that we quoted, the whole Pasuk, the half of the Pasuk. So it's totally in the Shir Hishtacha Va'a. Guess what? If you happen to be standing on terra firma, on the ground, you can make a hishtachava. But if you happen to be in the ear space, you cannot make hishtachava, or you'll chas v'sholem, who knows what's going to happen to you when you're going to try to do pishyut yadayim v'raglayim in the middle of the ear space. It might come platzing all the way to the ground, and chas v'sholem, it can be very dangerous. So, boy rova, tola atzud avar azoramah, ki gemiri shehiyah, when we learn that there is this din of shehiyah, kidei hishtachava, based on Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai, Shehiyah Debas Hashtachavah, it's got to be a Shehiyah. That's the reason why the Mishnah attaches it to the Hashtachavah, because the amount of Shehiyah has to be a Shehiyah where you could have made a Hashtachavah had you so desired. However, if you were not able to physically make a Hashtachavah, maybe this whole Shehiyah Shi'ur doesn't apply. Oy dilma, or maybe bifnim, shehiya gemiri. Loishna the bas ishtachava, for loishna the la bas ishtachava. Maybe the ikr halacha l'mishinai is, don't stick around too long. How long is too long? The zman that it would take to make a ishtachava, a bowing. How long does that take? Machloik is exactly what the shi'ur is. But maybe we're not saying that you have to physically be able to make hishtachava, that's just the shiur. If I tell you that you're not allowed to eat a kezayis of a nevela, does that mean that you eat the nevela together with an olive? Of course not. The kezayis, the olive, is just a shiur. Same thing, kibbeh. You don't have to eat an egg of oilas oif tomeh to be oiver, not to be oiver, to become tomeh. Oilas oif tohar. You eat an oilas oif tohar. We had it yesterday in the laning. If you were going to eat it, it's a shir kebeya, bebe sabliya. If you become tomei by touching a adasha of a sheret, do you touch a lentil? These are just shiurim. So maybe the shiur of panim is the amount that it would take to go and do ishtachava, whether that's 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever it might be. But it doesn't mean that you have to physically do ishtachava. That's the shiur. So Kimara, Teiku, Anocha Gutashaila, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be very busy. And we have now a third shaila, Boy Rav Ashi. Timei Atzmoi B'mezin Mahu. What happens if a person went into the Azara and that he saw a nevela on the floor? He asked people, what is this nevela all about? Oy, an animal got into cardiac arrest and died online for the Shechita. Or the Shechit unfortunately did a poor job and he didn't do a proper shechita, and Nebuchadnezzar became a nevela. Or whatever the reason is, it doesn't make a difference. So now, anybody else would say, stay away from the nevela, don't become tummy. And this person said, I don't care, I want to become tummy, I haven't been tummy in a long time, I want to see how it feels, and he's metam himself inside the azar. So now the question is, he's become tummy b'mezid. Now this is not the same case that we had the first shaila, because the first shaila was, he became Tamei Ba'ones in the Azara. And the question is, two Edom came over and told him, Mister, get out quickly, otherwise you're going to go and get Malkus. So then we had a Shaila, how quickly does he have? Does he have to run out? Or does he have at least that Shehiyah that you have by the carbon? Maybe the Shehiyah also applies by Malkus. There, however, the case was that the person became Tamei Ba'ones. Here we're talking about, he came to the Beis HaMikdash. He could have avoided becoming Tameh, but he decided, I want to become Tameh. Why would a person want to become Tameh? I don't know, but that's what he did. Timeh Atzma Meis. Now, so the question is, how quickly does he have to leave the Azar? Does he also get this Shehiyah of 10, 20 second period, or does he not? Ba'oinis Gemiri Shehiyah. This Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is only about a person who came in Ba'oinis, and then we tell him, okay, you get your 10-20 second period of Shehiya and then Aharos? Or do you say it's only Bahinus, however, if he's a Matam himself, Bemezid, then you got to leave immediately. There's no such thing of 10-20 seconds of Shehiya. Maybe the halacha l'mishtina was, it makes no difference what the circumstances are. If you become tummy inside the Azara, you get an automatic extension of 10 or 20 seconds for purposes of Shehiya, and it makes no difference whether you became tummy b'mezid, b'oynis, b'shoigig, it's all the same. So Timur again, teiku tishbiyatat. And then we have the fourth shaila, and this shaila is a little bit different than the other three, because the other three were all that there was a question of Shehiya inside the Azara, inside the Beis HaMikdash. And now we're talking about outside the Beis HaMikdash. What are we talking about? Boy Ravashi, Nozir Bekever, Boy Shehiya Lamalkis, Oy Enoy Tzarech. What do we mean? We have a Nozir. Is a Nozir allowed to go into a Beis HaChaim? Of course not. Now, just going into the Beis HaChaim would not be the same type of case that we're talking about, because all of our cases are talking about that the person became Tomei after the person entered into the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says that's the same situation here too. The Nozer only became Tomei after he entered into the Beis HaKvaris. How could that be? As soon as you enter into the Beis HaKvaris, you become Tomei. Says Rashi, it's talking about, for instance, that the Nozer went Beshida Teva Umigdal. And we know Shida Teva Umigdal acts like a protective oihel that it does not allow for the Tumah to enter into the Shida Teva Umigdal. But guess what happens? His chaver came and he opened up the Shida Teva Umigdal, allowing all of the Tumah to spread and to go into the Shida Teva Umigdal. Some chaver that we're talking about. But anyway, so bottom line is he's now inside the Beis HaKvaris. And then, Ba'ones, boom, the Tumah spreads and he becomes Tummy now. So now, what's his din? Since he's Tummy already anyway, maybe he might as well stand there and say Tfilis for his family members or for on Kivrei Tzadikim or whatever. Or maybe there too. Shehiya, Shnel, get out as quickly as possible. Kedei Yishtachavo, of 10 seconds, 20 seconds, run out. It doesn't nishayil boy Ravashi nozer bekever boy shehiya lamalkis to go and give him shehiya malkis for. In other words, if this nozer we give him to edim say nozer, I'm very sorry about what happened that the shida teva migdal was opened up and you became tamei, but now that you've become tamei, get out ASAP. And if you don't, you're going to get malkis, because we know that a nozer is not allowed to go and be metam himself even to family members. He's got to get out. So do we give him again this 10-second, 20-second allocation, like we said, in the Beis HaMikdash? Does the halacha l'moshe v'sinai apply not only bifnim? Sezok v'yimora, boy shila malkis oy ein etzorech, bifnim gemir shehiyam. The halacha l'moshe v'sinai, maybe it was only said bifnim, inside the Beis HaMikdash. But mechutz loy gemir shehiyam. But when you're talking about in a Beis HaChaim, and he's Tomei, maybe there is no some sort of extension of 10 seconds, 20 seconds. He's got to run out ASAP. Maybe the Shehiya Shiur applies anywhere and everywhere. It doesn't matter. Inside, outside. Zoki Mara, take him. Rashi asks, why does the Gemara only focus on the Malkis? Since the Iker Halacha that we have in our Mishnah is legabe the case of a Tumah b'shoigig or ba'oines, where you have the din of Shehiya, so why don't you, and legabe the din of bringing a carbon, oil of yored, why don't we say the same thing legabe the Nazir? After all, the Nazir also has to bring a carbon if he becomes Tamei. What's the carbon? A carbon Asham together with two oifois for a chatas and for an oila. So he's a Nazir Tamei. So therefore, he has to bring Kabbalah. So why does the Gemara focus only on Shehiya Malkis? Why don't we focus on Bo Shehiya LeKarbon Oisav? Dr. Rashi, because the Karbonis that he brings are totally different than the Karbon that we were talking until now. The Karbon Oile V'Yoyred is there for a Kapora, for the fact that he became Tomei, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash, and or that he ate kodshim, or he tarried in the Beis HaMikdash longer than the shiur of Shehiyah. So you bring the carbon for a kapara on that avoin tumah. However, Rashi says the carbon that is brought by the Nozir Tameh, that is not because of Mechusa Kapara, but reason is because we want him to be able to start again on Naziris Tahara. Or in other words, it's not a Kapara for an Aveira, but rather we want him to start again. What does it say in Parshas Nosei? Vayomim Harishonim Yiplu Kitomei Nizrei. So after he has to wait a period of 7 days, he has to have a Teglachas, B'yom HaShmini, he brings his Korbanis, and then he'll be able to start all again from day one. Since it's not a kapara, that's why the Gemara does not bring the case of the carbon case. In other words, say like our Mishnah. Well, our Mishnah is talking about oil of the yard, and here we're talking about a carbon as well. We talk about the Malkus, says Rashi, because there is really no comparison, no parallel between the two groups of carbonis. Only thing one can ask is maybe according to Reb Lozer HaKapar that says that every nozer is needs a kapara. He's a chote. But l'chari, that's not only in the case of the nozer tamei, it's every nozer. Anyway, we can claim, but that's what Rashi says. That's why the Gemara doesn't talk about carbon, but rather we talk about the din of malchus. So now that we've concluded all four shaylas with teiku, we continue on, and we're now going to focus on the boloi barucha ubiktar. The person was...
If he gets
Tamei Inside the Mikdash
and, you know, the time passes and whatever, to get
Malkus
or to bring an
Oler in the Yoreh? So it depends. If no Adam came to him and said to him, Mister, get out, so then he remains just a Shogeg individual, no Hasra on the Malkus, then when he comes out, he'll bring his carbon Ola the Yoreh. If two Adam warn him and say, Mister, we saw you became Tamei, and time is moving on, you better get out ASAP. And he ignores them, so then he'd have to go and get Malkus when he comes out. All right? It all depends on whether he's been warned. Sorry?
Okay, so that's how I am.
Bishogeg, by accident, you bring your carbon oil of the yard. If he got Hasro le Malkus, and he dilly-dallies and tarries in the Beis HaMikdash, then he would go and get Malkus. Now, after our Mishnah, after we spoke about the Shehiyah period of time, the Shehiyah of Kadesh Dachava, then the Mishnah said, now the person should leave the Beis HaMikdash ASAP. What means ASAP? If he went out on the longer route, there were two exit signs. One exit sign, everybody knows, when you leave the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to go and take him a minute, while there's a, that's the Arucha sign, and then there's the Ktsara sign, which is that if he leaves that direction, he could be out of the Beis HaMikdash in a half a minute. And he decided he wants to go Barucha the longer way, then he's Chayiv. You're supposed to get out ASAP. If you go on the Ktsara way, then you're Potter. So now the question is, how quickly do you have to leave on the Arucha or the Ktsara? We're going to deal with that now from here to the bottom of the Omid. Omer Rav Ktsara Sha'omru Afilu Okev, or Ekev, Betzad Gudel, Vafila Kole Yom Kulay. If you think about it, most people, when they walk, it's such a bracha from the Rabbeinu Shalom that we don't appreciate it until Chas V'Shalom, we have a problem with our legs or our hips, and then for the first time we say, wow, until now, I had no problem with my leg. I remember, this goes back about 40 years ago, I broke my ankle in three separate places by walking on the sidewalk of Manhattan. Can you imagine? Just walking on the sidewalk. There was snow on the ground, but you could not see the ice because the ice was covered over by the snow. So I slipped on a piece of ice, and the ankle broke in three spots. Then, of course, I had to have surgery to put it back together again. I still have a metal rod in the bottom of my leg. Everybody asked me from time to time, what happens when I go by one of these metal detectors? Does it go off? It doesn't go off. The answer is it does not go off. But that's not important. What is important is that for the first time I started really appreciating the bracha that Hashem gives us, that we're able to walk on our own two legs, because for the next few weeks I was not able to do so. except with great difficulty, with crutches and people holding me and helping me, etc., etc. So what's the point that I'm trying to make? The point I'm trying to make is that when you walk, you'll notice that between your right leg and your left leg, there's a difference, there's distance each time that you walk of maybe 6 inches, maybe 12 inches, maybe a foot. I guess it depends on how long your legs are in terms of your stride between one leg and the other. So then you'd walk normally, be'arucha yurchai, if you walk normally, be'ktzari yapater. What happens? This person decided not to have space between one leg and the other, but rather to walk heel right next to toes and toes right next to heels, meaning that he walked extremely slowly, not that he was going slow motion. He was walking normal motion, but not walking the normal stride between one leg and the other, but rather one foot right in front of the other foot. And that's how he walked. And obviously, if you walk that way, it's going to take much longer than if you walk normally. Says Rava, the halacha of Ktzara, which is again halacha l'moshe mi Sinai, it makes no difference how long it takes walking on the Ktzara, as long as you are continually walking, even if it takes you a whole day. I mean, sometimes you see a person who is elderly or weak, and he walks extremely slowly. So even if this person, it takes them a whole day to get out the Ktzara, as long as you walked on the Ktzara and not on the Arucha, you're part. Azei zot Rava. Boy, Rava. So Rava now asks a Shaila. Shehiois maushi yitztarfu. What happens whilst the person is walking? He takes a break every few steps. And the break is such that each time it's only 1 or 2 seconds, but after 5 or 10 of these short breaks, you now have a shiur of shehiyah, which we said before. Oi, if you have the shiur kedei hishtachava, you're tamei. So Rava says, what happens if you broke your walk by taking short breaks here, there, and everywhere, and they add up to a full shiur? What's the din now? Would you have to go and bring your carbon oil of the yored? Says Gemara, I don't understand what Rava Shaila is. The Tipshalemi Diday. The very same Rava said a moment ago, even if it takes a full day to get out Bitzara, the halacha is your potter. And the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, why does it take him a whole day? Because he's taking breaks from time to time. So Rava was pushing his own Shaila, that of course it's not Mitztarev, because Rava says, Bitzara, you're potter, even if it takes the whole day. And the Gemara gives the obvious answer, Hasan bin Eloisha. Rav is talking about a situation where there was no shehiyah whatsoever. It took him a whole day because he's walking slowly. Eke v'tzad gudl, the heel right next to the gudl, next to the thumb. So he's walking, but he's not taking any breaks. So therefore, you cannot be poshed from Rav's own halach. Now, just like we said about Tzara, we're now going to talk about Arucha. Is boyimenei abaye me rabba. Rashi tells us we're not talking about abaye me rava, we're talking about abaye me rabba, even though the previous two halachas were both rava. Of course, rabba was not only abaye's rabbi, but he was also his adoptive father, because unfortunately abaye had no parents, rachmon letzlan, already from the time of childbirth. Anyway, so boyimenei abaye me rabba, so abaye asked rabba, boloi ba'arucha shir kitzara mahu. What happens if the person went out ba'arucha? Now remember, we said ba'arucha, then you are chayiv. You got to go out b'ktzara. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us how long the ktzara takes, or how long the arucha takes. Let's make it easy. Let's assume that ktzara is a 1 minute exit, and the arucha is a 2 minute exit. So therefore the Mishnah is telling us, go b'ktzara because you'll be out in a minute. If you go out ba'arucha, it's going to take 2 minutes. What's the din, says Abaye to Rabba? What happens if the Boloi Baruch, he went the long way, the 2 minute way, but he ran quickly? This fellow goes and runs on the marathon every few weeks, and so therefore he is a real speedy runner, and he was able to get out Barucha in 1 minute. Normally Barucha takes 2 minutes, but he ran for the hill, Schneller Rose, and he got out in 1 minute. Now, is he Potter? or not. Shi'ur Gemiri, are we talking about a shi'ur? Shi'ur means a period of time. V'chibole baruch ha'shi'ur k'tzara pater. Since the period of time of a k'tzara is 1 minute, and he got out of one, maybe even got out in less than a minute. But bottom line is, he went out very quickly. Would you say he's pater? Because had he gone out in the k'tzara, would have taken at least that minute. So he now sprinted, ran, marathon. He did it in a minute. Maybe he's pater. Oy Dilmor, maybe the lochel machina is dafka gemir baruch achai b'k'tzara pater. Don't tell me masses with a minute, a half a minute, a quarter of a minute, 3 minutes. Makes no difference. K'tzara, you're pater, and arucha, you're chayiv. Now, notice that according to Rava l'chayra, there's no shaila, because Rava said very clearly, even if the k'tzara takes a whole day, you're pater. So you see, it's not a shiur of time, it's a method of exiting, where the halacha is, if you exit b'k'tzara, you're pater, no matter how long it takes. You exit barucha l'chayra also, no matter how long it takes. So one would think. But of course, the shayla was not posed to Rabbah, it was posed to Rabbah. So Rabbah said, there's no way that you can push away arucha by going quickly. The halacha of arucha is halacha of arucha. Halacha of k'tzara is halacha of k'tzara. Meaning, it doesn't matter whether it took you an hour on the k'tzara, or even the whole day. It doesn't matter whether you sprinted out of the arucha and you were out in 15 seconds. K'tzara, you're butter. Arucha, you're chayv. Very good. Maskam l'Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira asked the following question now. Ela d'kayim alon, Tomei shishimesh b'misa is talking about a koyin that was Tomei. He's not allowed to go mishamesh. It was yesterday's parasha, beginning of parasha's Emor. We talked about the nefesh l'yitam of the amav, and he's not allowed to do the avoida when he's Tomei. So what happens if a koyin does the avoida when he's Tomei? Now, again, Rashi notes, since we are talking about cases where nitma ba'azara, here too, we're talking about nitma ba'azara, because if the koyin was already Tomei before going into the azara, then there's a din of kores. Anybody that enters into the base of Migdish, v'nichrisa, if you're Tomei, and you either eat kodshim, or you go into the base of Migdish, b'tuma, then you get kores. Of course, if you entered into, it was a helem, then you'd have to bring your carbon oil of the yoyrid, if you had idea b'tchil, you had idea b'sof, and so on and so forth. But here we're talking about that he got into the azara, he was tohor. Inside the azara, he became Tomei. How did he become Tomei? Marshal, he was the Shoichit. Of course, Barry will say, Shechit is Mutter Bizar, Avad. But Shechit is also Mutter Bekoyin. So the Koyin did the Shechita. He didn't do such a great job, or the animal was not cooperative. And so therefore, as he was Shechting, the animal jerked up and down and back and forth. And unfortunately, it was not a kosher Shechita. And therefore, the animal is a Nevela. Now the Koyin became Tomei because he's touching the Nevela. What should he do? Shnel, a roast, like we said. Don't have a shir k'day, a shehiya k'day yishtachava, and make sure you go to Akbik Tzara. But guess what this koyin did? The koyin ignored the fact that he was Tameh, and he continued to do avoida. He went over to the next carbon, and he took dam, and he was mekabel the dam, or he did his rikas adam. He continued doing avoida. So the halacha is Tameh shishimesh is b'misa. He gets Misa Bidei Shemoyim. Not to be confused with Kares. How is it possible for a Koyin Tomei to Mishamish to get Misa Bidei Shemoyim? Either Loi Shoha Heichi Ovet Avoida, either Shoha Bar Karesu. Let's analyze this. If he was able to go, he did the Avoida very, very quickly. The Loi Shoha. He didn't waste even a moment. It was less than the period of Shehiyah, which we said before is 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever, as long as it takes to say that whole pasuk or half of the pasuk. Can you give me a break? How can a kohen do the avoida so quickly that it would be less than 10 or 20 seconds? I mean, it's impossible. To mekabel etam, it's got to take longer. The Hiloch is going to take longer. The Yezrika Saddam on the Mizbeach. It's impossible. Elamai Yidishoha, if it in fact took longer than the 10 or 20 seconds, the Bar Koresu. Why are we talking about Misa B'dei Shemoyim? He should get Kores. Now you're wondering, what's the difference between Kores and Misa B'dei Shemoyim? So this is a famous Machloikas Rishonim. Rashi says that Kores means not only that he, Chas V'Sholem, passes away early, but also Zaroi Nichras, Aririm Yamusu, Nebuch Rachmon Litzlan, if he has children, they're going to die. Not only he, but Zari also Nichras. That's how Rashi learns. Toises disagrees with that and says, only where the Pasuk says specifically, Aririm Yamusu, then the kids die. But otherwise, Kores is only on the person and not on his Zera, not on his children. So what's the difference according to Toises? So there's a Yerushalmi that says that Legabe Kores, a person dies at the age of 50, while Misa B'dei Shemoyim is the age of 60. So therefore, Kores obviously is worse than Misa B'dei Shemoyim, because obviously you'd like to live another 10 years. And obviously you'd like to go and have children, not have Chas V'Shalom, those children dying prematurely. There are other terutzim also by the Rishonim, but the point is, Kores is worse than Misa B'dei Shemoyim. So now the Gemara is asking, since you cannot do avoida in less than the shiur of shehiyah, it's got to take longer than that. It's got to take at least the 10 or 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, or whatever it takes. So how do you tell me that he's going to get Misa B'nei Shemayim? He's going to get Kares, which is much worse. Zokimai, if you were going to answer me, shiura gemiri, that we don't look at Ktzara or Arucha, but we look at the shiur, in other words, the period of time, the interval of time, so then I could figure out how a Tamish Shemish is b'misa. The honest nafshe b'ktzara, the ovid avoida. Meaning, let's assume ktzara takes a minute, and let's assume that the avoida would have taken a half a minute, a minute and a half. Okay, so we said already before, a shehiya is 10 or 20 seconds, the ktzara is a minute, so he's obviously anybody that's going to tarry for that 10 seconds, and or 20 seconds. Even though he's going out b'ktzara, he's going to be tamei just by the fact, not tamei, he's going to be mechayev, a carbon, oil of a yoyred, or get malchus, or whatever, just by the fact that it stuck around so long. So this person, this kohen, says, it takes me time, of course, to do the avoida, but I'm a good sprinter. So what I'm going to do is, it's going to take me taka half a minute to do the avoida. But instead of my going out b'ktzara and taking a minute, I'm going to run so quickly, I'm going to be out in a half a minute, or three quarters of a minute. So therefore, the Isman of my Shehiyah is taka long. I was there longer than the 10, 20 seconds. That's true. But if you add it to the Isman of the Ktzara, since Ktzara normally takes a minute, I'm going to do it in a half a minute. I'm going to run, schnell. Rabbi say, Avek, go out, and he's going to run for the hills, and he'll be out in a half a minute. So if you add the half a minute to the half a minute of the Avoida took him a half a minute, and the sprinting by Tzara took him a half a minute. So the whole thing took him 1 minute altogether. So maybe he would say that he is potter from Kares, potter from the carbon oil of the Yoyred, but nevertheless, since he was Mishamesh, he gets Misa. So does Ochimar. So if you hold that this whole business of Tzara and Arucha and Shehiyah, these are Shi'urim, Mishloim Shi'ura, Gemiri, then Mishkachas Lai can find the case of Tamish Shemesh Bevisa, the honest nafshe b'ktzara v'oved avoida. Now, the Mori really should be in reverse. The oved avoida v'honest nafshe b'ktzara. He worked quickly. It took him a half a minute, true. So in terms of Shehiyah, he was longer than his man Shehiyah. However, since he was able to run out b'ktzara, adding the Shehiyah to the ktzara was less than the shiur that normally it would take. It would normally take Shehiyah, 10, 20 seconds. Ktzara, a minute and 20 seconds. And because although his avoida took longer, it took a half a minute, but since he ran out b'ktzara, that also took him a half a minute, so the whole thing was 1 minute. So alts our Mishnah, mit Kores, mit Malkis, and oil b'yoyred, no problem. He was out 1, 2, 3. But still, since he was Mishamish, he gets Misa. That's the first side of the Gemara. Ela I Amris, onto the Amid Beis. Dafka Gemir, if you're going to learn like Rava learned and like Rabba learned, then it makes no difference how long it takes you, Biktura Barucha. By definition, if you walk by Arucha, you're going to be Chayv. Biktura, you're going to be Potter. It has nothing to do with Shiurim per se. So Eliyam is Dafka Gemiri, Heichim Mishkachasla. How is it possible that he would be Chayiv for Misa B'dei Shemayim as opposed to Karis? Since by definition he was Sha'a K'dei Hishtachavah, and the fact that he ran out Biktura, that's Leimale V'Leimoyrid. Who cares? He was there a Shehiyah beyond the 10-20 seconds. So a good gefreit. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, not nisha a good gefreit. My kushya. Mishkachas lo, ki goin shebo biktara v'havach bitzinura ukirav huna. It's talking about that there was no shahir whatsoever. As soon as he realized this koyin, that he became tamei, he now started leaving biktara. He didn't waste a second. But what he had in his hand at the time was a large pitchfork, a tenura, and what did he do with that pitchfork? He was passing by the Mizbeach, and he noticed that one of the Eivorim of an Oila, or some of the Aymarin of any carbon, were not getting burned properly. So what did he do? He took the pitchfork and he turned them over. Says the Gemara, that is also an Avoida. It's true, we normally think of an Avoida being one of the four biggies, which is the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Hilacha Saddam, the Zerika Saddam. Rav Huna says, no, Avoida is more than that. The Om Rav Huna, Zor Shehopach Betzinur. Now we're talking about a Zor. But the same thing would apply to a Kohen who is Tamei. If the Zor was Mahapach Betzinura, and he turned over some of the Evorim on the Aymer on the Mizbeach, he's Chayav Misa, because a Zor is not allowed to do the Avoida. In fact, we have the Pasuk, Vazor hakorev yumas, to tell you that a zor that does avoida chay misa. So says him, well, that's our case over here. It's talking about the kohen. He realized that he's tamei. He's walking biktara. That's no problem. There was no shahir. He's going biktara. He should be potter. But at the same time, he took the pitchfork and he dried iber some of the evorim or aymerin on the mizbeach. Oh, because of that, says Abaye, you could have a kohen she'avar Tomei Shishimesh B'misa, Koyim Tomei, who's Mishamish, by turning over the Aymerin, then he gets the Misa. He wouldn't get Koris because he went out 1, 2, 3, no Shehir. He went Biktzara, but out's the avoid that he'd get Misa. So the Gemara is now going to explore that for a moment. Kuf Am Ravuna. Zor Shava B'tzinur Chai Misa. Hey Chidam, Idolei Hofach Lo, if he was not Mahapich, I'm sorry, even if without his being mahapech, the evorim or the emerin, it would not be consumed by the fire. In other words, it was on a portion of the mizbeach which was cold. Just to give you a practical example, I'm sure many of you use a blech at home for Shabbos, and you know those items which are on the blech close to the fire are going to get warm or stay warm or get hot. But those that are far away from the fire under the blech might stay cold. So that's why you try to push everything as close to the fire as possible. Aha, so you have the same thing over here too. Although on top of the mizbeach things are pretty hot because you have the marochas, it's not only one marocha, you have 3, 4 marochas. But nevertheless, there could be a corner over there which wasn't so hot. And therefore, zimor idli hapach lo limachli, if there is a portion of Mizbeach where these Aymerin or Eivorim are sitting around and they would not get consumed, and by his turning it upside down, now they get consumed, they get fire and they get burned. Nupshitin, of course, that's an avoider. He is doing part of the Halos who Aymerin or Eivorim on the Mizbeach. If you're going to tell me, no, even if he had not touched it, it would get consumed by the fire. Anyway, so my covet was a vegeton. He didn't do anything, even without turning it upside down, it would have been burnt. It's talking about a situation, yes, that the Eimerun were very close to the fire. And yes, it's going to burn. But it's going to burn slowly. It's going to take 2 hours. By being mehapachit b'tzinura, it's only going to take 1 hour. The chokamashmalan, the chiddush of Rav Huna is, just the hiskarvis, speeding up the avodah to say och and avodah. Okay, so with this we concluded that shtickle, and now we go on to another case, which is not talking about the Beis HaMikdash, it's not talking about avodah, but it's talking about a parallel type of situation. Omer Rav Oishia, said Rav Oishia, be'ina de'ema milza, I wanted to say edvar halacha, umistafina mechev raya, but I was scared of my chaver. The Gemara doesn't tell us much about this Rav Oishia, however we have other Gemaras that refer to a Rav Oishia Zeira de min chavraya. That's a Gemara in Masechtas Chulin. So Rav Oishia Zeira de min chavraya apparently was the youngest of all the Talmidim, and therefore they asked him one day to say a chabura or to say a shir, and he was scared stiff of all of his chaverim that were older than him, that they might trip up. And we'll see in the Gemara shortly what was he nervous about. So first he tells us anichlus labayis hamanuga. This is referring to a bias that is tamei, not because of an oil hames, but because they were negoyim. Negoyim means, as you know, that there was negat saras on the walls of this bias, and a person walked into it. Now the pasuk says beferish v'habo el habayis kol yemei hiskir oisai yitma ad arv. A person who enters into a bayis hamanuga, guess what? He becomes tamei. How long does he become tamei? Ad arv means he has to go and toivel in the mikveh, have herif shemesh, and he'll become tar. So now hanichlus l'bayis hamanuga, he was walking into the bayis hamanuga. However, he didn't walk straight ahead like normal. He walked derech erchoyev. He walked backwards. Vafilakulai, the entire body of this person is now inside this oil hamanuga, except for chutz michoitmai, except for his nose, which was protruding. As you can see, this individual was not obese, he was thin, and therefore it wasn't his stomach that was sticking out, it was his nose that was sticking out. But 90% of the body was inside, maybe 99% of the body was inside the Bayis HaMenuga, just his nose is sticking out. Zoktet Rav Oishia Tohar. This person is Tohar. Why dechsiv? V'habo el habayis. Kol yemei hiskir oisa yitma. Ah, if you walk into the house, derech bia asra toira, it's got to be the normal way that people walk and enter into houses. And you don't walk backwards, you walk straight forward. That was the halacha that Rav Oishia said. Now he said, "Mistafina me chavraya, I'm afraid of my chaver." What was he afraid of? Because then, ihochi kulei nami. Why wouldn't you say, even if his nose also is inside the house? In other words, he walked backwards, taka, but now he's totally inside the house. Why don't you go and say he's tohoir? Because he didn't walk derech bia. What difference does it make that his nose is sticking out, still outside? That's why Rav Oishia was nervous to say this halacha in front of his chaver. Omer Rava, Rava said, you don't need to be nervous. There's a very good reason why he is tohar as long as part of his body is sticking out. Because kuloi loigora mikelim, if the entire person is inside the house, even though he came in backwards, guess what? Loigora mikelim shibabayis, techsiv, v'loyit makol asher baboyis. What does it say in that pusik? V'tziva ha-koyin. The koyin comes on the scene. The balabu says to him, koyin, please come in and tell me if there's a negat saras. And the first thing he says, ufinu sabayis, take all the kelim out. V'terem yobi ha-koyin liris as a negat. V'lo yitma kol asher baboyis. Because if I go in and I pronounce this house to be bayis hamanuga, every single kli inside this house is going to become tame. So therefore, evacuate. Get out. Everybody, everything, get out. Because otherwise, once I pronounce this a bayis hamanuga, you're all going to be stuck. Oh, now, let me ask you. When this kli finds itself in the bayis, do we start thinking about how the kli got into the bayis? Whether it went frontwards, whether it went backwards, whether it was inside a gift box or not? None of that makes any difference. Anything which is in the bayis hamanuga by definition is going to be tummy. So this individual, if he is kuloi b'toich habayis, he's no better, no worse than an inanimate object which is in the bayis, which is all tami kol. And so therefore, says Rava, kuloi, if he went in totally, although he's not going to become tummy because of the haba el habayis, because he didn't go derech bia, but he's no worse and no better than any kelim which are inside the house, which are all tummy. So he's going to be tummy as well. So you're probably wondering to yourself, what would be the status if he went in frontwards, and he has his back, let's say his heel or whatever the back of this individual is, which is protruding, and that is outside the house. Would you say in such a case, well, he certainly abayis derech bia, but something is sticking out, not his nose, because he's going in frontwards, but his tail, or whatever he has in back of him, what happens then? Does he become tamei or not? He's not kuloi b'toich abayis, and he's not a person that's coming in backwards, he's going derech bia. What would be the status now? So that's the top toises talks about this. You see the top toises. The nichnas derech ponav, if he went to normal, misha nichnas rubai tamei avu b'miyot loy. Why the rabbi should dehachi isli afil gabi tamei shenichnas amikdash b'yam amikdash loy shmei b'ya like a gemara in Zvachim. So the point that we're saying is the difference between coming in frontwards or coming in backwards, since backwards is not derech b'ya, as long as his nose sticks still sticking outside, he is tohoy. If he's coming in frontwards, as soon as rubai roiv of the person, 51%, enters in, he's already tamei. And if the person has the person came in backwards, and he's now kuloi b'toich habayis, says Rava, he becomes tamei not because of the bia, because of the coming in, but just because you're inside the house, you're tamei like Caleb. Tana mihachi, let's bring a raya that if you come in a funny way, not in the normal frontwards, but in a different way, you're not going to have the din of a boil a bayis. Tana mihachi, now we leave the bayis of Manuga, we return to the base of Migdish. Gagin halolu ein oichlin sham kachim kudishim, vein sheikhtim sham kachim kalim. What happens if part of the azara, on top of the azara, you have a gag, you have a roof, and the person, instead of eating the kachi kudishim, the koyin, who wants to eat the korban chatos, or the korban osham, he doesn't want to eat it in the azor itself, because it's a little bit crowded, or maybe it's too cold, he wants it to be warmer, so he goes on top of the gag, on top of the roof of the azorah, says the braisa, it does not have the kedushas azorah, ein oichum sham kachi kudishim, you cannot eat your kachim there, vein shoichum sham kachim kalim, you can't shech, that's not azorah. That's lemalim and azar. No good. V'tamei shenichnas derech gagin lehechol. When happens a person is tamei, and instead of entering into the hechol by going normally on the ground like people typically enter in, but rather he went through a skylight in the gag, in the roof, he kind of jumped down into the hechol, he's potur for the din of coming into the Beis HaMikdash b'tuma, shenema, v'la mikdash lo'i savoy. Where is this v'la mikdash lo'i savoy? This is really a pasuk by a yoledes, that she is, during the 33 days, teisha b'dmei tahara, b'chol kodesh lo'i siga v'la mikdash lo'i savoy, ad maloisi mei tahara, she's got to wait until the 40 days are over, and then if she's a mechusa kippurim, she has to bring her carbon, and only after that will she be able to come into the Beis HaMikdash and eat kachim. So, the pasuk says al mikdash leisava again derech bia asra toira, and therefore if you come derech gagin, then you're potter out derech bia. Okay, but once we're inside the azara kulai, what would be the din now? Make sure don't stick around, don't have a shi'i of 10 or 20 seconds. Go out bektara shnel arose, like we said before. Anyway, the point is, I'm bringing a raya from the halacha of hilchoi space of mikdash to the Hilchois by Samanuga, that there is a din of Derech Bia, which is important. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Zui mitzvah seishim amigdash ein chayav an aleha. Okay, to understand the next shtickle, we should go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment to understand what the Mishnah is talking about. Back to Yud Dalet Amit Beis. We're about 8 lines from the top of the Amud, where the line says, Bolei Baruch Achai Biktora Potter. That was the halacha we learned until now. And now the Mishnah starts a new shtikla. Zui mitzvah sesheshe b'mikdash. This is a mitzvah's essay in the base. Mikdash ein chayoven oleha. That you're not chayiv on. Mitzvah sesheshe, you're not chayiv. Ve'ezu mitzvah sesheshe b'nidash chayoven oleha. We have a comparable, a parallel halacha, the mitzvah sesheshe b'nidah, that you are chayiv. Hayim mishamishim a tahira. A person is living together with a tahira. His wife was Baruch Hashem Tahira. And in the middle of the bia of Amaloi, she said, oy, 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 my dear husband, Nitmesi, I feel blood coming out. I am now Tamei. What does he have to do? Upirish. If he wants to now leave, because after all, you're not allowed to go and be Bola Isha Benita, what does he do now? He's supposed to wait for the Eiver to lose its Kishoy, Beloshen Chazal, until you have an Eiver Hames, and then leave. Why? Because if he's Pirish Miyad, still with the Kishi Eber, Chayav Neshu Tziyosai, Hanoah Loi Kibiyosai. Just like entering, you have Hanoah with the Kishi Eber. If you leave, you also have Hanoah. So you got to wait until it's Eber Ames. Now, L'choyre, what is the Mishnah talking about? Nida now. And what is he saying? Is we have Mitzvah Saseishim and Migdash and Chayav and Aleha. What is this all about? So now, the Gemara will explain all of this. Our Mishnah is really alluding to a Mishnah in Masechtas Hoiris. And what does it say in Masechtas Hoiris? You'll recall at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where the Psukim talk about bringing a Korban Chatos, that there's a difference between a single individual and a difference whether Gantz Klal Yisrael has sinned by doing an Isser Bishogeg. For instance, just to give a simple example, you have a piece of schmaltz, and the shochtim and Klal Yisrael are asking, is this schmaltz, does it have a din of chaylev, does it have a din of shuman? They asked all the rabbis, and they said, this is a very difficult shaila, we have to go and pivot the shaila, throw it up to the Bezin HaGadol, to the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin ponder the shaila, and they say, we hold that it's mutalach, mutalach, you're allowed to eat it. And as a result, people heard that this schmaltz is so delicious and so gishmak. All of a sudden, thousands of Yidden started eating from the schmaltz. And they said, wow, we've never had schmaltz like this in the past. This is gibaldi. Until Roiv of Klal Yisrael ate from the schmaltz based on that faulty psak of the Bezin HaGadol. And then guess what happens? And then the Bezin HaGadol has a change of heart, a change of mind. And a month later, they come out with a new psak. Rabbi Yisai, we made a big boo-boo. That schmaltz is not kosher shuman. It's treifa chaylev. Don't even think about eating that chaylev. Oy, oy, oy. Every yidin Klal Yisrael, chil ura oda yoy chayzen. Oy, vevoy, I was over in Issa Kareis b'shoyig. Normally, every yidin Klal Yisrael that did that shoyig would have to bring a kizbo or a seira. But because of the fact that it was the Bezin HaGadol that made that faulty psak, Zok the Torah, they have to bring a par helem dover shel tzibur, and the regular amchayi doesn't have to bring anything. It was their fault, so to speak. They have to bring a par, and they're moitzi everybody, so to speak. Okay, that's a quite well-known halach. Let me ask you a question, Rabbi Yisai. What happens if a person had a shaila by an iser of a korban oil of the yoyreid? And it wasn't just a personal shaila to him. It was a shaila that applies to the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. And again, the Bezin made a faulty psak. Now, what could be the faulty psak? Someone got tummy in the azara, like we were talking about in our Mishnah. And no one could remember the din of the Shehiya or the Ktzorim or the Arucha. And the Bezin said, you have up to 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, if you don't get out, you're going to go and get Kares. Or it was a Shogig, you have to bring a Karim Oilim Yoyrid, etc., etc. And so, millions of Klal Yisrael, thousands of Klal Yisrael, the Roi Verubei of Klal Yisrael became Tamei inside the Azara. And they stuck around for 5 minutes because the Bezin HaGadol said it took 5 minutes. And then after that, a month later, the Bezin HaGadol issued a new ruling and said, Rabbi Yisai, we made a boo-boo, we forgot the Mishnah here, Masechta Shavuos. Remember, the Mishnayos at that time were not written down like we have today. And the real shir is a shir of shehiya, of kedei hishtachava, and you have to run out biktara. You don't even have to run. Rava says you can walk out slowly, but it's got to be biktara, not arucha. And therefore, we made a boo boo when we gave you this 5-minute timeline. And remember, we're talking about the roiv of Klal Yisrael became tamei as a result of this faulty psak. What's the likelihood of something like this ever happening? 1 in a billion. But at least theoretically, it might have, could have, should have happened. Would you say now that the Bez and Hagogel brings a power Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur and Klal Yisrael is potter or not? Zokto the Gemara, that the only time we say Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur, if we're talking about a Chatas Kivur, such as the Chelev that we're talking about. However, Gabi Tumas Mikshir Oshav, there's no such thing as Par Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur, and every Yidin Klal Yisrael that was over that stayed 5 minutes, he's going to have to bring his own Karben Oilev the Yerit. So that's the first halacha. Heche koi dek omer zuhi. Hasam koi. We're going on the Mishnah Masechtas Hayris, where it says, Ein chayovin, the Bezen HaGadol is not chayv apar helem dovash al tzibur, al esev aloi sese shebemidish. Esev aloi sese shebemidish means the din of Tumas Mikshirashav. The reason why we refer to it as esev aloi sese, because there's halacha vishalchu min amachne kol tzruah v'chol zov v'chol tomei l'nofesh, that's the asei. And then there's Elamikdash Leisovai, which is the Lois essay. On these dinim, Oil of the Yoyrid, no Parham Dov Shutzimah. They made the Oshim Toli al essay, the al Lois Shemitish. Now we're not talking about Bezin Hagodol, we're talking about an individual. What's the din of Oshim Toli? We've had this many times. You have on the table 2 pieces of schmaltz, of fat. One is Shuman, one is a Chalev. And the person ate one of the two, and then we said to him, Yankel, which one of the two did you eat? I have no idea. You may have eaten chaylev. Maybe yes, maybe not, we don't know. You have to go and bring a carbon oshem toli. Okay, so what happens if you have a suffix, not on a case of chaylev, but a suffix, tumas mikdash v'kadoshev? For instance, the person doesn't know how long he was in it. Let's say a person who became tamei, and he went to the mikveh, and then he ate kodshim, or he went to the base of mikdash. A tful yoyim is also aser b'mikdash, also aser b'kodshim, and he doesn't remember whether it was already nightfall, or he doesn't remember whether he went into the mikveh or not. He usually goes, but he's not sure, or he doesn't know whether the mikveh was a kosher mikveh because maybe it was only 39 sa, not 40 sa. Whatever the story was, he had a suffix, legabi, a case of mikdash v'kadoshav, and therefore it wasn't a suffix on your regular, normal chatos, a normal chait that would go and be machayev a chatos kivua, but it was the type of chait, like tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Would there be a din of Oshem Toli? Zok the Mishnah, nay, because the din of Oshem Toli, again, is only by a chatos kivua, and not by a oil of yard. They may be an Oshem Toli al Esav al Eseshe Shem Mikdash. Avol says the Mishnah in Hoyriyus, and this is what our Mishnah is referencing. Avol Chayov and al Esav al Eseshe Shem Nida. Or may be an Oshem Toli al Esav al Eseshe Shem Nida. Ooh. Now what would be the case of the Chayiv on the Esav al Eseshe Shem Nida? Again, like the case of our Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to quote in another moment, what happens if a person were living with his wife, he had a bia, and at the time that they started the bia, she was tahoira, and in the middle, she became tameya, and the Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim said that the husband can leave even bekishoy ever. They were obviously making a big, big boo-boo, and as a result, the roiv of Klal Yisrael followed this faulty psak, and they left Bekishu Yehem. Now, Rabbi say, how likely is it that anybody is ever going to live with his wife, and in the middle she's going to say Nitmesi? Okay, obviously it can happen, but it's going to happen to the roiv of Klal Yisrael, and they all followed the faulty psak of the Bezin HaGadol, and they leave Bekishu Yehem. How likely is that going to happen? 1 in a billion. But were it to happen, would you say that every Yidin Klal Yisrael has to bring a carbon chatos chatas kivua, because he was over b'shoyig at din of kares, or would you go and say no? The Bezen HaGadol will go and bring a carbon. Yishokti etz the Mishnah chayovan al eser loy shabim nida. Then, since we're not talking about a oil of a yarnet, we're talking about a chatas kavua, we're talking about an iser nida chatas shon b'shoyig. If the Bezen made a faulty psak, they would bring a parhel and davishul tzipa. And similarly, umbevian osham toli al eser valoy says shabim nida. Same thing by a nida. If I'm not sure, if the person went out Pekishi Eivor, he went out with Eivor Ames, he doesn't know, he doesn't remember, he can't do that. He was so shocked by what his wife told him that she became Nitmesi, a Gedenglish, a Weisnish. Oh, should he bring a carbon Ashim Tolui? And the answer is yes. Mevim Ashim Tolui al Esav Aloise Shebenita. The Ka'omar, and that's the Mishnah in Mesechtes Hoiris. That's what we've been quoting until now. The Ka'omar, and that's what our Mishnah now is alluding to. That again, the case of the person who came into the Beis HaMikdash, and he was Tohar, and he became Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash itself, and the Beis HaGadol issued a faulty psak about how quickly, how slowly he has to leave, so he mitzvah HaMikdash ein chayav and aleha, that he, the Beis HaGadol, would not bring a korban parhel l'dok shel tzibur, because it's not a chatas kibur situation, rather anybody that's in this situation has to bring a carbon oil of the yard. Ve'ezim mitzvah she'im anida she'chayov and aleha, where the Bezen HaGadol would be chayiv, and the individual would be chayiv and Asham Toloi, ha'im sham ha'shem ha'tohirav, yom'alein it nice, yopirish miyad. Chayiv, he'd have to bring the carbon for either the chattis or the Asham Toloi, ve'shitziyosei ha'noloike bi'yosei. That's what the obscure reference in our Mishnah was to that Mishnah Masechtas Hoiris. We'll stop over here at Boisai to be continued. Amir Tashem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Hatzlocha.